We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline this morning with Pat Mancini of Mancini's Char House there, a legendary spot on West 7th. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you. Basically, it's nice to talk to anybody these days.
So. You know, it's great to see you, and loving the takeout over there at Mancini's, but you need more than that, and I want to ask you, Pat, your reaction to the governor's decision yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, with all due respect to the governor, I mean, he's put in a very extremely hard situation when families lose loved ones and based on decisions made at the state. Little Italian lady once told me from the levee, death and dying, big potatoes, everything else, small potatoes. So our industry gets that part. But, you know, we are looking at a financial collapse of all the restaurants across the state. And this decision came out of left field. I mean, none of us were prepared. We were concentrating on getting our, I closed down curbside, starting to get our restaurants ready for social distancing, spending money on, you know, training staff and getting ready to open maybe June 1st at 50%. We weren't sure. And then all of a sudden we're given a new model. It just seems like we need a different communication from the state in order for our industry to decide to survive. We need to know our benchmarks so we can plan, you know, on things like staffing and all that goes with it. So it's hard.
Boy, it's challenging, no doubt about it. Nothing you've ever seen before. Let me ask you, though, about the outdoor seating. We saw that outdoor seating is available, but for those many of us who have been to your facility, there is no outdoor seating there.
No, and you know that's the great thing about restaurants. Every restaurant is different, and I know our associations keep hammering this to the state officials. You know, it's different ambiance, different social experiences, different food, and then all of a sudden we're put, you know, into this curbside thing weeks ago, and we all become drive-ins. Now we're kind of into this Southern California theme of being outdoors, and had we known that before, we could have planned accordingly, and it's going to be tough. I mean, for us, we're based, every restaurant, we've got all the different three rooms, right? So our model is based on volume, and all of a sudden we're down to 50 people, and there's restaurants that have no place for any sort of outdoor experience. It feels like once we closed, we were led through a forest, given dates when we expect somebody to come in and kind of lead us, but we never get out, and we really need a map to get out, and our associations have those maps and are willing to work with state officials to get us out. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, once he announced it, the phone started ringing off the wall, and people wanted to make reservations, and it's going to be a whole new cluster for us, and we've got to do it, but I really feel, again, my staff, given the Minnesota weather, you know, they're going to come off unemployment. I'm going to give them back full-time hours, and all of a sudden it rains one day. I got to send them home, and they lose out on that day of pay. How does this stuff work, you know?
Many of the operators, as you know, had the opportunity to get the PPP loan money, Pat, and I would ask you about that because I believe that June 1st was the deadline, and now you won't be able to do that.
No. No, and that thing really needed to be fixed from day one. It, again, just showed a lack of really knowledge of our industry and how it works. Obviously, I reached out, got the PP money, and it still sits in the account because I'm not able to use it accordingly. If they would have just given us different time or extended the time on it, it would help. And I know I think Dean Phillips is working on a bill right now that – on a nonpartisan basis that will allow that. But, you know, we all wait on hands and knees every week for what's happening, you know, our whole family sits around the TV every week and listens to Governor Walz's speech, you know, on pins and needles wondering. And now it just seems a disconnect between federal, state, and city. I mean, the federal hands it off to the governors. The governors are trying to figure out their state, and the city sits silent, and there's just no connection. And PPP is really useless to us right now.
Pat, before you go, sources are confirming that the Minnesota State Fair Board will meet Friday morning. You have a huge presence out there. Have you heard anything?
Nope. They really keep everything inside. I just know they're working diligently on everything, and really, you know, got the best motives in regards to keeping people safe and all that. So I don't know, 50-50 would be my guess, but it's only a guess. But I don't know how they can get the grandstand going. But you know what? Again, I think they'll make the right decision based on they know the fair. They run one of the best fairs in the country, for God's sakes.
Pat, I wish you the best. I will talk to you soon, I am sure. In the meantime, maybe things will change here. This is kind of a flowing news item for sure, and thank you for taking the phone call today.
I appreciate you for having me. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Mancini over at Mancini's Charhouse on West 7th here on WCCO News as it happens. WCCO time is 8:16.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.